And with me in the studio, a special guest with connections to Petersburg and Petersburg's Humane Society, we have Molly Fisher, who is founder and director of PEACE, a Mexico-based organization that began with an effort to help stray animals and has expanded to work on a variety of social and environmental issues facing communities in Mexico. Right now they're based out of the state of Nayarit, which is, and they're north of Puerto Vallarta. And Molly Fisher is here also with Lalo, who is director of Mayuras de los Animales, which is the original group that works to help animals. And I know that they've done work, or Petersburg Humane Society has been doing work with them, and they're here visiting during a Little Norway festival. Molly and Lalo, welcome to town here.
Thank you.
Tell people a little bit about your group. I know that Ann Lee, who works with the Humane Society, has gone down, I think, and worked with you down in Mexico, too.
That's correct. We were lucky enough to meet Ann about 4 years ago during our spay and neuter clinics, which at the time, our free spay and neuter clinics were operating maybe 4 or 5 times a year, and Ann was always there to lend a hand and amazing volunteer with these clinics, which we provide for the local communities so that the owners of the animals can bring their animals in to have free surgery. They also get deworming medicine, and we do an education outreach program for the communities and the children as well.
What's the situation like for stray animals in your state?
It depends where we're working and places we haven't gotten to yet. It's changed quite a bit in the towns that we've worked in. But throughout Mexico in general, it's a pretty horrific life for a stray animal. Most people that aren't familiar with Mexico and first arrive are in complete shock by the state of the animals there, wandering the streets, hungry, into the trash, waiting at taco stands.
And what happens to them usually? I understand that they have animal control, which is pretty much just taken care of.
You know, Matt, it depends. Every county and state has different situations with their animal control. Actually, in the area that we work the most, there is no animal control, which has been to our benefit in a way. In the places where there is animal control, for example, where we first started working in Isla Mujeres, a small island off Cancun, that's why the program started. Their form of animal control was to pick up the animals and immediately execute them. And that happened to one of our dogs, which she was the impetus for really making this program launch.
Mm-hmm. As far as the amount of animals, I mean, we see strays in cities throughout the United States, of course, here in Petersburg, too. Is it more of a problem?
That's a great question, and it's hard for me to answer because of the lack of shelters there. There's nowhere to they pick up the strays that they can. They hold them for a short time, and then they typically execute them, which is still legal there. Electrocute them, which is still legal there. They don't, because of that lack of shelter, but at the same time, in the United States, there's a pet or an animal killed every 8 seconds humanely.
So talk about what the center does, what your organization then does in terms of, just a typical animal. You find them on the street. What happens to that animal? Do you actually go around and pick them up? Or?
Yeah. We used to pick up a lot more strays and feral cats than we do now because we've been able to, in a lot of the towns, get part of that situation under control. But typically, if we're working with the stray population, we have humane traps that we set for the cats or the dogs. They fall into the trap. We pick them up. We bring them in for surgery. They go through that process, and then we release them the next day or 2 days later when they're ready to be released back to the street. So it's trap and release.
And essentially, you're taking care of the breeding population by spaying and neutering.
Completely.
Right? Which is something I know they emphasize here in town, too, in terms of stray animals and preventing stray animals.
Yes.
Another thing, I know you guys work a lot on other issues, though, so maybe talk a bit about the broader work of the organization, of the overall organization, PEACE Mexico.
Sure. So the animal program preceded PEACE, and through that work, and I'm actually a teacher by training, a science teacher, so there's the environmental passion that I have, and then just the education part. But working on these free spay and neuter clinics, we really got to know the communities and see the lack of programs that were in place and nonprofit organizations were in place. So PEACE was designed as a way to provide holistic education programs and community programs that can work with the community as a whole to increase their quality of living and their financial stability as well. Pardon me.
I think a lot of people in Petersburg have connections to Mexico, as many as tourists, many who have family there or residents there for much of the year. If they, we have a lot of workers who come up to Petersburg and live in Mexico for part of the year and work here in Petersburg in the during the summertime. So, and I think a lot of people who just visit maybe don't necessarily always see the story behind stray animals, or also the conditions for communities around the state, for whether it's environmental issues or social issues. I think there's a perception, I think, that Mexico has been improving in terms of those issues, and I guess and people see that, I think, when they visit to some of the more popular tourist destinations. Obviously, there's some wealth in there. But there's other areas a lot of tourists don't see. So is that something that's changing in the areas maybe people don't see when they go to visit Mexico?
It is changing, and it's a slow change. In the 11 years now that I've been there, I'm quite impressed with the movements that are being made at the local level. However, it is amazing. You can go 5 to 10 miles away from the tourist area, and you would be in any other part of Mexico where there's issues, social issues, economic issues, environmental issues, the animal issues are just astounding. There's a lot of work to be done.
So how can people get involved or help if they're, or find out more if they're interested anyway?
Well, they can definitely visit our website for starters. It's peacemexico.org. And we have a contact page on there where they can get in touch with us. We have wonderful volunteer opportunities. We have great internship programs in the summer for students that want to come down. We can handle volunteer on a weekly basis, on a 5-week basis. We have some volunteers that come for up to a year. And you can even volunteer from home as well. We have a lot of opportunities because of the internet capability now.
And so they can work on any of your programs or variety of the programs?
Definitely. We have a coordinator that works with all of our volunteers, and so they just need to get in touch with us.
Do they have to speak Spanish?
They do not have to speak Spanish. They can learn Spanish while working with us, though. It's a bonus.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Molly Fisher, founder and director of Peace, a Mexico-based organization that works to help in a variety of issues in Mexico, and also Lalo, director of Ayudas de los Animales, which is part of the organization.
Thank you, Matt.
Anything you want to add that I didn't ask?
No, well, I just wanted to reach out and say thank you to the Petersburg Humane Association for having us here, and remember to be kind to your pet.
Thank you.